Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi could lose his pension. The state treasurer, Steve Grossman, is taking steps to suspend DeMasi's pension benefits, which total $5,000 a month. On Wednesday, DeMasi was found guilty of various charges for his role in a scheme to help a software firm win state contracts in exchange for kickbacks. A decision about DeMasi's pension will be made at the end of this month when the state retirement board votes whether to suspend his pension. And the treasurer, Steve Grossman, says the issue is clear to him.
Given the fact that Mr. DeMasi has now been convicted of a crime related to his office or his position, I believe we should suspend his pension benefits and then move forward with forfeiture proceedings. Obviously, I am one member of five of a board, but I do believe that as the person who was elected to protect the public's money, I think it's entirely appropriate to move in that direction.
Because it is taxpayer money that funds these state pension benefits.
It is indeed. Again, forfeiture proceedings take some time. There'll be a hearing. Mr. DeMasi will have an opportunity to present testimony and evidence, and he will certainly be represented by counsel if he so chooses. So this can take some time. This would be fairly consistent with past procedure and past policy, and that's going to be the discussion as a team.
And am I correct that the total amount of DeMasi's annual pension is roughly $60,000 a year, so this would have been a $5,000 a month pension check?
Exactly. And we have sent him a letter today which outlines all of this, so he knows we will be holding this meeting on June 30th. He knows about the opportunity for a hearing, what his opportunities are in terms of presenting evidence. We thought it was only appropriate that he be kept fully informed as to what our plans were and are.
Now, DeMasi was convicted this week, of course, but he hasn't been sentenced yet. That was originally going to happen in August. It's now been pushed to September. Is your understanding that you have the legal authority to suspend DeMasi's pension before he's actually sentenced?
I believe we do, and I believe that Mass General Law gives us that right to do. If judicial leadership rules otherwise, we will obviously take our cue from them.
DeMasi, I believe, has been receiving some pension benefits already since he resigned about 2 years or so ago, maybe a year and a half.
Right, $5,000. Actually, $4,981.86 a month. So round numbers, $5,000 or $60,000 a year.
And whatever he's been paid so far in pension benefits, would he have to give those back if his pension is suspended?
No, I don't believe we would go back and ask him for money back that we've already paid him. But the real issue is, should the taxpayers of this Commonwealth be asked to pay Mr. DeMasi more money now that he's been convicted?
I want to note that if DeMasi does lose his pension, because prosecutors claim that the reason he got involved in this kickback scheme is that he was living beyond his means and had accumulated a lot of debt and needed the money, and if he has to forfeit his pension, he ends up in worse financial shape than before he committed these crimes.
You know, may very well be the case. I've got a job to do, and I think my number one responsibility is to protect the taxpayers' money. It's an environment which everybody's having a harder time than ever before paying their taxes, and to be paying hard-earned tax dollars and then seeing your tax dollars go to pay the pensions of somebody who's been convicted of a crime that was committed in the course of performing their duties of their office, I think that would rankle virtually any of the 6.5 million people living in the state.
And just as an aside, Steve, I don't suggest that in a sympathetic way, but just to think of the irony of this, which is you might commit a crime to try to make more money, and then as a result of committing that crime, you're stripped of even more. It just sort of compounds the fall, in a sense, really.
Well, you and I both know we're living in a period in which public trust has been dealt many, many body blows by unfortunate actions and decisions made by public servants, and hopefully we'll get to the point where we can all understand that when we go to work and we are elected by the people of this Commonwealth, we're elected to protect their interests each and every day. And that's why I take the position I do and my belief that suspension of pension benefits is appropriate.
Steve, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thanks, Sasha. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
That's State Treasurer Steve Grossman.